difference. First we'll practice touching the earth. So please either stand, sit, take a position that best suits you. Again, there's no rush, so please take your time. Just come back to your body now. Just release any tension you might have. Perhaps focus on the soles of your feet being held by the earth. Your breath. When you breathe in, know you're breathing in. As you breathe out, know you're breathing out. Touching the earth, I connect with my ancestors and descendants from my spiritual and blood families. Please touch the earth. Make yourself comfortable. Be comfortable. Be at ease. My spiritual ancestors and noble teachers throughout the ages, and also my teachers of my lifetime, whether they are still alive or passed away, are truly present in me. They have transmitted to me the seeds of peace, wisdom, love, happiness, compassion. They have woken up in me the seeds of insight and happiness. When I look at them, my spiritual ancestors, I see those who are perfect in the practice of understanding and compassion, and those who are still suffering. I bow down and accept all as my spiritual ancestors, knowing that within myself there is still suffering. Please stand, or but no rush, taking care of your body, your mind, your heart, taking good care. Touching the earth, I connect with all people and all species that are alive with me in this moment. Please touch the earth. I am one with the wonderful pattern of life that radiates out in all directions. I see the close connection between myself and all people and all species, how we share our happiness and our suffering. I am a great being who has transcended birth and death. I can look at all phenomena, such as birth and death, happiness and suffering, with a calm gaze. I am one of those wise spiritual friends who can be found a little bit everywhere, who radiate peace, understanding, and love, who can touch the nourishing and healing wonders of life, who can embrace the whole world with a loving heart and arms of caring action. I am someone who has enough peace, happiness and freedom to be able to offer non-fear and the joy of being alive to everyone around me. I do not feel alone or cut off from others. I feel supported by the compassion and joy of great beings who help me to not fall into despair, but to live life fully with meaning, peace and joy. I see myself in each one of them, and I see them all in me. I am someone who has been born disabled, or has become disabled because of war, accident, or illness. I am someone who is caught in a situation of war, oppression, imprisonment. I am someone who has never experienced happiness and peace in family life, cut off from their roots. I am hungry for understanding and love, and I'm always looking for beauty, truth and goodness which can give meaning to my life and which I can take refuge in. I'm someone who is at the point of death, and I am very afraid because I do not know what will become of me. I'm a child living in a place where there is miserable poverty and disease. My arms and legs are thin as matchsticks, and I have no future. I am also a manufacturer of armaments that are sold to poor countries. I am the frog swimming in the pond, and I am also the grass snake who needs to feed on the frog. I am the caterpillar and the ant, and also the bird hunting for insects to eat. I am the forest that is being cut down, the rivers and the air that are being polluted. I am also the person who clear cuts the forest and pollutes the river and the air. I see myself in all species, and I see all species in me. touching the earth, I let go of all ideas that I am this body and this limited lifespan. Please touch the earth. I know that this body, made of the four elements, is not truly me. I am not limited to this body. I am a river of life of spiritual and blood ancestors, which since the beginning of time has flowed to the present moment and will continue to stream onward into the future without end. I am both my ancestors and descendants. I am life manifesting in thousands of forms. I inter-am with all people and all species, whether they are peaceful and fearless or suffering and afraid. I am present everywhere on the planet. I am also present in the past and in the future. The disintegration of this body does not touch me, just as the falling plum blossoms do not mean the end of the plum tree. I see myself as a wave on the surface of the ocean. My true nature is the ocean water. I see myself in all other waves, and I see all the other waves in me. The appearance or disappearance of the form of the wave does not affect the ocean. My Dharma body and spiritual life are not subject to birth and death. I see myself present before the manifestation of this body and after its decomposition. Even in this moment, I see how I exist elsewhere than in this body. My lifespan is not limited to 80 or 90 years. My lifespan, just like the lifespan of a leaf or of a Buddha, is unlimited. I can go beyond the idea that I am a body, separate in space and time, from all other manifestations of life. Please stand. And when we're ready, we can return to our seat.